Welcome back. This is Sharon, and I'm returning with the second half of the Pantograph for today, Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. We'll begin the second half of our reading with the obituaries. Richard Honegies. Richard Joseph Honegies, 82, of Bloomington, passed away July 26th. A funeral mass will be held at St. Mary's Church, and burial will follow in St. Joseph's Cemetery, both in Bloomington. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, all services will be held privately, and face coverings are required. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, the Community Cancer Center, Normal, or a charity of the donor's choice. Richard Winters. Richard M. Dick Winters, 92, of Pontiac, passed away July 26th at Evenglow Lodge in Pontiac. His service will be at 11 a.m. Friday at First United Methodist Church, Pontiac. Burial will follow at Earp Cemetery in rural Cornell. Visitation will be from 10 to 11 a.m. Friday at the church. The family asks that all attending please follow COVID-19 protocols with masks and social distancing. Memorials in his name may be made to the First United Methodist Church in Pontiac, the Baby Fold in Normal, or Evenglow Lodge. Dean Steinkonig. Dean R. Steinkonig, Jr., 83, of Bloomington, passed away July 27th at OSF Healthcare St. Joseph Medical Center, Bloomington. His Mass of Christian burial will be at 10 a.m. Friday at Holy Trinity Catholic Church, Bloomington. Interment will be in Holy Cross Cemetery, Normal. It is recommended that those in attendance please wear a mask and practice social distancing. Memorial contributions in his name may be left to the Quincy University, the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Bloomington, or St. Anthony's High School, Effingham. David Ambrose. David Anthony Ambrose, 68, of Santan Valley, Arizona, formerly of Normal, passed away July 23rd at Banner University Medical Center. Visitations will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursday at East Lawn Funeral Home in Bloomington. A private funeral with military rites will be Friday. Due to the COVID-19 guidelines, the service will be available live streamed on East Lawn Funeral Home and Memorial Gardens Facebook starting at 10 a.m. Lucille Brewers. Lucille Brewers, 92, of Roanoke, passed away July 24th at Carl Eureka Hospital, Eureka. A celebration of life will be planned at a later date. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Roanoke Ambulance. Thomas Smith. Thomas W. Smith, 61, of Mesa, Arizona, passed away July 15th at his residence. A graveside service will be at 9 a.m. Monday at Kaufman Cemetery in Hudson. The family requests casual dress. Memorials in his name may be made to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Returning now to some local news, Project Oz seeks to expand aid to homeless youths. Expanded services will assist a surge of new clients for Bloomington-based Project Oz, which provides programs to serve homeless youth and those at risk of homelessness in McLean County. We are busier than we ever have been, said Lisa Thompson, executive director of Project Oz. We had to structurally shift the services we provide to balance with the uptick we have seen and will continue to see because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thompson said that because of the coronavirus, some young people in the community are facing homelessness for the first time as a result of job loss or family conflict. Some are frontline workers keeping local grocery stores, restaurants, and other businesses open who have been forced to leave home by family members or roommates due to a fear of exposure, she said. This is especially true for those living in multi-generational homes. Others have been pushed out of crowded, unsafe living conditions due to increased family conflict and limited resources. Thompson said Project Oz will be working with several partners, such as the Federal Family and Youth Services Bureau, the Illinois Department of Human Services, and the John M. Scott Healthcare Commission, to offer expanded services to residents between the ages of 18 and 23. This will allow the agency to increase capacity in the transitional living program, which provides safe, supportive apartments for young people and their children. The program temporarily increased capacity from 23 beds to 34 beds. The emergency shelter is currently running double the usual capacity, she said, but more assistance is planned to provide available emergency assistance with rent and utilities to help stabilize youth who are at risk of homelessness. Without a stable place to stay, young people are at increased risk of both contracting and spreading infection, since they may be unable to follow health precautions such as frequent hand washing or maintaining social distance, she added. The pandemic has also made it more complicated to connect with needed resources like food and employment assistance. Additionally, families are limiting their contact with others to reduce exposure to the virus, meaning that young people may not have friends or acquaintances with whom they can stay. Youths can access services by calling the office at 309-827-0377. Crisis assistance is also available by calling PATH 211 hotline. Bloomington's 5-day forecast today will be partly sunny and pleasant with a high temperature of 89 degrees. Tonight you can expect patchy clouds with a low of 68 degrees. Thursday there's a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, temperatures between 79 and 62 degrees. Friday will be mostly sunny and pleasant. The high temperature will be 79 and the low will be 59 degrees. Saturday, there's a chance of a shower in the afternoon, temperatures ranging between 79 and 60 degrees. And Sunday, cloudy but sunny and pleasant. That covers everything. A high temperature can be expected at 80 and a low of 59 degrees. How local schools are operating in the new school year. Bloomington Public School, District Number 87. The district formed a task force in May representing all employee groups to explore options for the return to school in August. Throughout the summer, the task force collected feedback from family and staff surveys and reviewed guidance from the Illinois State Board of Education, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and the Center for Disease Control. Based on this information, the district formulated a plan allowing families to choose between two options for students in grades K through 12 for the fall, either 100% in-person learning at school or 100% remote learning at home. This plan was shared with families on July 20th. It will continue to be monitored and adjusted based on new information, recommendations, or requirements. The plan includes plans for student and staff safety, including mask requirements, self-certified health checks, social distancing, and more. The full plan and additional information is available at district87.org. How the teachers and staff are being protected. For in-person instruction, students and staff will be required to wear a face covering during the school day. A social distance of 6 feet must be observed in school as much as possible. Classroom seating will be modified, and excess items will be removed from rooms to allow for extra spacing. Signage will be posted in hallways and stairs to promote one-way traffic. Parents and students will be required to self-certify that they have completed a screening for COVID-19 symptoms each day. Outside visitors will have limited access. Visitors must also self-certify their health, wear a mask, and make an appointment before entering the building. All schools will be deep cleaned and disinfected every night. Each classroom will be equipped with cleaning supplies to spot clean high traffic areas throughout the day. If a student or staff member tests positive for COVID-19, District 87 will work in cooperation with the McLean County Health Department and the Illinois Department of Public Health to determine appropriate measures. Additional protocols will be outlined before the start of school. Busing will continue to be provided for all students with safety modifications in place through Illinois Central School Bus. Bus routes will be modified to keep the number of riders, monitors, and drivers at no more than 50 per bus. All students riding a bus will be given an assigned seat with 2 students per seat. All people on the bus, including students, bus monitors, and drivers, will be required to wear a face mask while on the bus. Each bus driver and monitor will be screened for COVID-19 symptoms every day. Every bus will be disinfected multiple times a day. Students that choose the remote learning option will be assigned to the D87 Remote Learning School. Students will receive instruction from D87 teachers through the online platform of Edmentum. This school will have a principal and D87 teachers that are dedicated to remote learning only. Teachers will conduct online learning with assignments, due dates, grading, and daily attendance. The first day of school will be August 24th for all students. The remote learning day will occur from 9 a.m. to 3:15 p.m. each school day. More information about remote learning is available at district87.org. Families who wish to participate in remote learning must opt into that choice by August 4th through Skyward. Anyone who does not opt in to remote learning by that date must attend school in person. Due to the many factors that occur with students' schedules and staff assignments, these decisions will be final unless on a case-by-case basis. For in-person instruction, the first day of school is August 24th for students in pre-K through 5, 6th, and 9th grade. All students attend on August 25th. The first day for all remote learning students is August 24th. School supplies will be provided to all in-person students on the first day. Updates will be shared with the District 87 families through Skyward messages, district87.org, school messenger phone calls, social media, and upcoming family webinars. McLean County Unit, District 5. During the past several months, Unit 5 has worked to gather input from a variety of groups. The district formed a pandemic advisory committee, including parents, staff, union representatives, and community members, to gather feedback while planning for the school year. We have surveyed parents and staff members. Additionally, we've done a lot of reading and listening to guidance from organizations such as the CDC, the IDPH, the ISBE, and the local health department. The district developed a plan that meets guidelines while still providing Unit 5 students with a quality education. Families will be given two options: in-person learning or online instruction. Students in pre-K will attend school in person Monday through Friday. A half and full day program will be offered. Pre-K online, students in grades K through 5 will attend school online Monday through Friday. Elementary in person, students in grades K through 5 will attend school in person Monday through Friday, and school hours will be 7:45 a.m. to 2:10 p.m. Elementary online, students in grades K through 5 will learn online Monday through Friday. Students will be assigned to this platform for the entire semester. Secondary in person, students attend school in person 2 days a week and learn remotely the other 3 days. Hours will be 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for high school and 8:45 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. for junior high. Secondary online, students in grades 6 through 12 will learn online Monday through Friday. Students will be assigned to this platform for the entire semester. Local and state positivity rates, cases, and regulations may cause the district to make changes to the start of the 2021 school year. Unit 5 is working hard to protect both students and parents. Everyone will be required to wear a face mask and/or face shield during the school day. We will social distance as much as possible and are removing extra items from the classroom to help facilitate this. We are limiting outside visitors to the school and will not allow building rentals. Each room will have cleaning supplies, and we're hiring additional custodians to do cleaning throughout the day. Students and staff members will also be required to self-certify as to whether they have COVID symptoms daily. Unit 5 contracts with First Student. Unit 5 will continue to provide bus service to students who qualify. We will route no more than 48 students on a bus. We will be sanitizing regularly, focusing extra efforts on handrails, seats, steering wheels, etc. between routes. We will be making sure we have extra masks available for students entering the bus. We will be requiring all drivers and monitors to wear a mask whenever they're with students. Students will board and will fill the back of the bus first. We will be supplying gloves to drivers and monitors. Drivers will be monitored for COVID symptoms daily. We're asking parents who have the ability to transport their children to do so to reduce the numbers on the buses. Families who decide that their child will participate in the online option must commit to online instruction for the entire first semester. In order to have proper staffing in place, we will not allow students to start online and then move to in-person learning. Students participating in online learning will be assigned to a Unit 5 teacher who's licensed to teach the grade range that student is in: K through 5, 6 through 8, or 9 through 12. The teachers assigned may not be a teacher from the student's home school or grade level. Students medically unable to attend in person will be provided an online learning option. K through 5 students participating in online learning will receive daily and weekly course expectations, class announcements and learning objectives through a digital format, and a variety of activities related to reading, writing, word study, math, and social-emotional learning will be provided to students. New learning and instruction will occur. Attendance will be taken daily, and feedback and grading on learning targets will occur. 6 through 12 online learning. Students in grades 6 through 12 will access courses through Edmonton, an online learning platform. This curriculum is self-paced, which means that the student will be responsible for working through the content. Not all courses offered through Edmonton will be offered at the middle school and high school. Administration will try to align students' current first semester course schedules with available Edmonton courses. The teacher will monitor how students are performing within the course and can provide support to students with questions. The teacher will communicate with families, their students' pace and progress, so there's not a question about if they are behind, ahead, or right on target with their goals. The teacher will be responsible for checking in on students' social-emotional well-being throughout the week by holding virtual meetings and providing SEL lessons. New learning and instruction will occur. Attendance will be taken daily and grading will occur. Special education online learning. Students in grades 6 through 12 who receive IEP services within the self-contained specialized services level 2-3 program will have individualized lessons created by staff. All other K through 12 students who receive special education services will receive services via the online learning platform explained above. Please note that no online learning platform can replicate an in-person classroom experience. Students who start the semester using the online learning platform will continue with this platform even if the students participating in in-person learning go remote. Unit 5 has worked extremely hard to develop a plan that puts the safety of students and parents first. As we move forward, it is imperative that parents and staff are aware of a few things that will necessitate flexibility. First, some of the ways we do school will be different this year. We will limit visitors entering our buildings and activities being held in our facilities to limit the exposure to our students and staff. Second, some of the classes will look different in order to keep students and staff safe while following state guidelines. Lastly, there is a chance that at some point this year we will all be remote learning for a period of time as a result of state closure, local outbreak, or lack of available healthy staff to conduct in-person instruction. The advance notice for some of these circumstances may be very short, but we will do our best to provide families and staff with information as soon as we can. For more information, visit unit5.org. For more information about how each of the local school districts and/or private schools will be handling the back-to-school and first semester classes, visit their websites. Jenna Smith, nutrition and wellness educator for the McLean County University of Illinois Extension, says chili sauce brings more than heat. Which condiment do you grab? Sriracha, classic chili sauce, or maybe a sweet red chili sauce? These are all examples of different kinds of chili sauce, some of which are excellent for dipping our favorite finger foods. Chili sauce is a blend of pureed or chopped chili peppers, vinegar, sugar, and salt. Each type has their own unique taste that complements certain foods. Chili sauce differs from a hot sauce in that chili sauces are thicker and may have pieces of intact ingredients. The classic chili sauce you find in a bottle at the grocery store is a thick red sauce made of tomatoes, garlic, sweet peppers, vinegar, and high fructose corn syrup. It's similar to ketchup, but a bit spicier or richer, and it's not commonly used for dipping. However, with a few additional ingredients, it makes a great barbecue sauce or a topping for meatloaf. Sriracha is a thick sauce that packs the heat in many Thai and Vietnamese dishes. It's made its way to the U.S. as a popular condiment for almost anything. Sweet red chili sauce or Thai chili sauce is made with bits of red chili peppers, rice vinegar, garlic, sugar, salt, and a thickener. It makes an excellent dip for spring rolls, egg rolls, and chicken wings. Chili sauces can greatly flavor our food. Of course, depending on the amount you use, the added sugar and sodium can start to add up. Modifying recipes can greatly reduce the amount of sugar and salt you consume. For example, in a recipe that calls for sweet red chili sauce and honey, try leaving out the honey, since the chili sauce is already very sweet. In a recipe that calls for quite a bit of sriracha and salt, try leaving out the salt, since sriracha is already salty. And here is Jenna's recipe for grilled honey sriracha chicken tenders. This will serve four. You'll need a quarter cup of honey, a quarter cup of sriracha, a tablespoon of rice vinegar, teaspoon of sesame oil, one garlic clove, and a pound of boneless, skinless chicken tenders, as well as chopped scallions and sesame seeds for garnish. Preheat the grill, and in a medium saucepan, whisk the honey, sriracha, vinegar, sesame oil, garlic, and then heat it to medium-low, stirring occasionally. Grill your chicken tenders until the chicken reaches an internal temperature of at least 165 degrees. Place the chicken in the saucepan and glaze it. Stir to coat. Turn off the heat. Serve, and then garnish with the scallions and the sesame seeds. Enjoy! I don't have time to read many more recipes for you today, but I do want to remind you that you can visit tastyrecipes101.com every day, where you can find meal ideas, cooking tips, videos, and much more. I'll leave you today with the general horoscope for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. Adopt the latest trends and stay ahead of the competition. Do the research necessary to help you save money and get the best deals possible. Focus on progress and be ready to do the work and put in the time. Personal gain, love, and physical fitness are favored. This has been Sharon bringing you the Pantograph for Wednesday, July 29th, 2020. I look forward to reading for you again next week. And until then, take care and be well.